victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Disciple of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How does me being sick help the church? It, in fact, could hurt the church. If I wasn't able to get up and preach this morning, how does that help you? How would it help you for me to be broke and can't pay my bills? Do you see what I'm talking about? And yet this is preached by millions in the church world, that me suffering, being sick, somehow is glorifying the Lord and helping the Lord. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't. You being sick doesn't help anybody. In fact, it hurts people.
That's right.
Other people, their lives are affected by it. And their finances are affected by it. And instead of being a help and a strength, you have to be helped. Whether financially or whether physically. Nope. Suffering for Jesus doesn't mean suffering with disease. Doesn't mean suffering being broke. And yet there is a suffering. There is a suffering that's according to the will of God. He went on to say, verse 18, and this is the part to shout about, Romans 8, 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. That's not a sad, woe is me, feel sorry for me, I'm suffering for Jesus. That's somebody pushing their body past where it's ever been because they are first in line. They got the gold in sight and it's hurting and their body is screaming and they got aches and pains, but they just push like they never have before. Why? Because the sufferings are not even worthy to be compared to the glory. And there are ways you and I are to apply this in following Jesus in this life. Right now. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Are you holding a place somewhere? Where are you holding it? Luke 9. And then we'll go straight from there to 2 Timothy 3. Luke 9. Verse 22. If you read more of Luke 9 and also Matthew 16. The whole story has to do with Jesus beginning to tell the disciples, who? The disciples, that he was going to suffer. Verse 22, he said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain, be killed, die, and be raised the third day. Now, this is not what they wanted to hear. This was not what they were thinking. This was not what they had in mind. So much so that Peter in Matthew 16, it brings it out in more detail, took Jesus aside and said, no. 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 This shall not be to you. What do you mean? No, now Jesus, this suffering stuff. No. What did they have in mind then? They had in mind him becoming more and more powerful and popular and overcoming and getting rid of the oppressive Roman rule and setting up the kingdom of God now. And we all live happily ever after. Yeah. And get everybody healed and everybody delivered. And he talks about suffering and dying. And they're like, no. No, no, we don't believe in that suffering. No, no. Why are you saying this, Brother Keith? Because it's the same way today. But why are we talking about this? Because if you are a disciple of his, you will also experience suffering. Because the kingdom of God is not going to take over the kingdoms of this world now. Some people have tried to say that it will, but it won't. It's going to take Him coming back to do that. Well, we could get everybody saved and just take the government completely over and take the world over. Sorry. No. Nope. It's going to take Him coming back to get that done. What is that going to mean? It's going to mean that the devil is operating as the god of this world. Hmm? And the more you and I stand up for Jesus and identify with Jesus, we will be hated. And we will be persecuted. And we've enjoyed a lot of freedom and not as much persecution. And one reason, God's given us some time and opportunity here to get the gospel out. But another thing is, one reason people haven't been very persecuted is because they've been so much like the world. He said, the Son of Man must suffer many things. He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's a scripture a lot of times people don't want to think about. They just, what does that mean? It's not a negative scripture. The truth will make you free. What does it mean to deny, come after me, that's a follower of Jesus, that's a disciple of Jesus, deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow me. What does it mean to take up the cross daily and follow me? That involved suffering. What kind of suffering? Go to 2 Timothy 3 if you're holding that. This is ground that may not have been covered as much in people's thinking, but we're going to camp on it till we get it straight and get it right. And we're going to be disciples of Jesus. And we're going to live happy, victorious, prosperous, healed lives. But we also can take the heat. Hmm? In 2 Timothy, the third chapter. What kind of suffering are we talking about specifically? It says so right here. You know, when Paul got saved on the road to Damascus when he met Jesus, he told him he was going to suffer a lot of things for his name's sake. Do you remember that? He told him. Did he? Yeah, he did. And he describes some of it right here, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 10. He said, but you have fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecution. Somebody say persecutions. Afflictions which came to me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution? Somebody say persecutions. I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Now get this. Yea, yes, and all. How many?
All.
A-L-L. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer being sick?
No.
No. Being broke forever? No. No. What?
Persecution.
Is that what Paul experienced? Yeah, just I'll read it to you in 2 Corinthians 11. He gives a list of some of the things he went through endeavoring to follow the Lord. 2 Corinthians 11, I'll just read them to you. He said, are they ministers of Christ? Verse 23 of 11. I'm more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 5 different occasions he was beat like that. 3 times I was beaten with rods. These are different kind of beatings. With sticks. He had a lot of experience getting beat. Once I was stoned. Now for most people, that's all you ever get stoned. Because you're dead. Once. But God raised him up. Remember, he was down on the ground. They thought he was dead. The disciples stood around it. They thought he was dead. And he got up. He got up. Oh, now here's a beautiful picture. He got up, the Bible said, and went right back into the town where they stoned him and preached the gospel. And I guess didn't say one word about how he felt. Can you see him enduring hardness? Like a good soldier. Is that like a highly trained Olympic athlete? Is that, you know, man, he knew how to let his spirit carry him and push past. That's what he was talking about. He said, if it had been possible, you'd have pulled out your eyes and given them to me. Why? The head is the principal target when you get stoned. They throw rocks to the head because that's where they want to hit to kill you, you know. And so he, you know, the fact that he's raised up, we shouldn't assume that all of his wounds were instantly healed. We have indications that they healed up naturally because he said later, he said, this is Keith Moore paraphrase, don't mess with me. I got in my body the scars of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, they healed up. And so his eyes were probably bloodshot and swollen and his face and everything else. And in that state, he preached. He preached. He taught. Glory. Wasn't afraid of dying. I said he wasn't afraid of dying. He had a master. He was following. Somebody say, I do too. He said, 3 times I was beaten with rods. One time I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. And every time I read that, I think, with the sharks. Right? I mean, all night and all day, out in the middle of the ocean, bobbing up and down like a cork. In journeyings often, perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils by my own countrymen, perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren, weariness, painfulness, watchings, hunger, thirst, fastings, cold, nakedness, and beside all those things, he's talking about the care of the church. Is that suffering?
Suffering.
Pain? You know what's conspicuous for its absence in this list? Disease. Come understand, if you were very sick, how are you going to make it through all that? If you were very weak, you wouldn't have made it a night and a day out in the deep. You couldn't have stood 5 different beatings. 40 stripes. 3 rod beatings. You had to be pretty healthy. Plus the miracle power of God to make it through this. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Cost of Discipleship, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1107C. That's R1107C. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.